Can infants see your guides around you?
Sometimes.
Would they display for an infant to entertain that infant? Well, they're sparkly, right?
Well, it depends. When your guides appear and you see them, they're usually sparks.
Right.
They're just sparks all over the place.
Right.
They come with a scent of either floral or incense.
That explains something. I think that they've been showing to my grandson because he looks right over my shoulder and he gets the biggest smile on his face and he follows around.
Could well be.
So that's what I'm hoping.
It could be anything.
But
it could be crazy.
Could be Casper spirits.
Well, that's true. But I told them that they could show. I said, show them. You can show yourself to him. You know, and so.
Then they will.
Okay. All right. My others are kind of in. My next one's going to be kind of in depth, so you may want to do that one later. I wanted to know if you've gotten anything on Greece, with everything that's fixing to happen. If there's going to, are they going to be able to meet their payment or anything like that?
Oh, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Okay. Well, so there was a short one.
In your prediction, your yearly predictions, which unfortunately I missed. Do you remember what you said about? Oh, you weren't saying it, were you?
The notes are up online.
You remember what it was?
I don't remember, but the notes. There wasn't
anything on Greece, though.
Because you would usually address economic situation, what the economic situation is going to be for the next year.
It's going to suck.
Yeah. We were just talking about that tonight.
Not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
We're going to see a lot of... you're going to see a lot of strange things that you have never seen in your lifetime before.
Mm-hmm.
Such as
spoilers.
You're gonna see a lot of our freedoms go away. A lot of other countries' freedoms are gonna go away. There has started suicides now because of fear of global warming.
There's been that global warming take me if it's going to take me. I'm not going to take myself out first.
There was a family in UK. I think it was a husband and wife and a sibling and then a toddler. And he shot all of them. And the toddler survived. And I think there's one in Brazil as well. There's people jump on the doomsday bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. That's not one of my favorite topics personally, but a lot of people jump on that, and when they go into that, it's like conspiracies. They get caught up in doomsday and conspiracy, and then they scare themselves to death. And then you have these groups of people that commit suicide. So you're going to see probably more of that.
Mass suicide type of things, like Jonestown type of thing?
That's different. That's okay. A little bit different. I think this is going to be more individualized. Could be some groups.
Sort of like the pocket, like the terror pockets that have been.
Yeah, and that's going to continue. Oh. But there was an energy today that was interesting in that it shifted dealing with gun control. And there's been a real massive push on gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since this kid killed those people at the church, all those nine people. I felt this shift take place that the gun control issue is going to backfire and people are going to want to arm themselves and protect themselves. So and it was just that quick, I felt the energy shift. So I don't know where that's going.
When you're ready to move on with that.
We're ready.
Okie doke. There have been more reports than normal about big sharks coming, like attacks. People are catching like great whites in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
It's not just Florida. It's up the
entire coast, but even, it's in the eastern seaboard and in the Gulf too.
Yeah.
What's?
Well, how do I put? I don't know for sure. I don't have any. My guesstimation is that we're getting a lot of shifts in the energy and in the water, and it's
throwing them out of whack.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
And they're kind of just like, oh, how am I in?
Yeah.
They're just swimming along, and then all of a sudden there's people, and they're like, wait.
They don't know. It's kind of like when the dolphins throw themselves on the beaches and the whales throw themselves on the beaches. It's kind of like that. There's been some shifts, some major shifts, and that's due to the shifts with the weather and the earth and the earthquakes and the volcanoes.
So it's just kind of all of that.
All the natural. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, because with climate change, you're getting more and bigger things, more of what you had before, more extremes usually of things, as it would be extremes of what you normally see as far as fish that get beached,
yeah.
You know, things of that sort.
So we're gonna see these things across the board, and there's no escaping, there's no hiding, there's no one place you can go that's ultimately safe.
Now, if one were to be on the beach, is there anything or any individual, or not individual, but any group in particular that you could call upon, perhaps the Diva of Sharks, to
protect,
skirt them away?
Well, A, number one, you never go up above your knees.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just the rule. Never above your knees. Now, number two, you can call upon Diva of Sharks, but you better count all sharks. All divas of all species of shark.
To move, curtail them away from,
yes,
a mile radius.
But there's always that one.
The one that
doesn't
one.
Listen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much is like a big enough, what's a big enough bubble to ask them to not bait the sharks with them? Like, just keep them away from me? Or?
They're always outside. Along that deeper water.
Well, I know, but I mean.
Well, rule number one, don't go in above your knees.
It's not a fun rule, though.
That's a good one. It's really a good one.
I know it is.
You can't surf too well below your knees, though.
Well, you don't surf.
Okay, where are you?
I see, I'm with you. Okay.
I honestly don't know. You can. There are prayers you can put in. You can put yourself in a golden bubble. I don't know if it would work for animals.
I don't want to be the guinea pig.
Same by one hand.
Come on, Savannah.
That would really mess up my yoga juju right now. Some good juju going on.
Then don't go in over your knees.
Let me ask you about, on this topic, about some man-made interferences, like electromagnetic frequencies. And I know the Navy is doing sonic-type stuff in the water. That causes a lot of energy field disruptions.
You've got it all over the place. You've got HARP.
Every angle.
You've got, your satellites.
Yep.
The radars from your satellites, penetrating radar.
Even everybody has a cell phone in their pocket, right?
Or sitting on
I mean,
with Wi-Fi.
It's everywhere.
Yes, and you can't see it. So.
No. And
you
don't know.
Let me rephrase that. Can you see any of that kind of electro energy? Just any kind of,
no.
You don't see,
no.
Visualize? Okay.
No, I can feel, but I don't see any of it. I don't even know what to, I'm not even sure what I'd look for. Probably a shimmer, but no.
There's sometimes if I look at my TV from the right angle, like not like staring at the TV, but you can kind of see.
Yeah, this shimmer.
Stuff. Yeah, it's the shimmer coming off of it.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different.
That would be considered another dimension, would it not? Because you're talking like gamma rays, billions of cycles per second, electrically speaking. Mm-hmm. So that would be.
Definitely a different frequency.
There's a good question. Is just like with anyone that scuba dives, if you know, as you go down deeper and deeper, there's what they call the thermoclines, the layers of how cold the water is. And you can actually go through the thermoclines where you can feel it going from one temperature to the other. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the same way vibrationally as far as the dimensions are concerned.
Yes.
They're layered. And
yes and no. They're not really layered. It'd be nice if you could go first, second, third, fourth. It doesn't quite. Actually, they're just at different vibrations.
Right.
and they can all be in the same area.
Space-time.
Space-time.
Yeah. So like a different
vibration.
Right.
Like a different radio station.
Yeah.
Right. Or a different TV channel. They're all in the same place, but you're picking up different stuff.
Exactly.
And most of us can just perceive between ultraviolet and infrared spectrum, whereas psychics, sensitives can see.
To some degree.
Further.
Some have the gift to be able to see different, like spirits. They're at a different resonance.
Right.
A higher resonance.
Than they were when they were grounded in the body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Once they leave the body,
they slows them down.
Right. Once they leave the body, it raises the vibration.
Yeah.
Or the vibration raises because it's no longer grounded electrically.
Correct.
By the body.
Right. Correct.
So it naturally goes up.
Even though it does have electrical to it.
Right.
Which is why they can affect electronics.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of gear shit like working over there.
Well, I just
a lot of pieces of the puzzle.
I haven't thought about this stuff in a while since I've been gone for a while, so I'm having to put it all back together.
Smoke will be coming out.
Yeah, I thought I smelled something burning.
I'm telling you, the day is going to come when science is going to be able to prove all of this. This is nothing.
It already is. Yeah. It's starting to.
Yeah, it's not supernatural. Yeah. It's actually natural. Matter of time. They'll figure it out. They go, oh, that's how that works.
So you're going to answer that question about the Lord's Prayer?
Well, I was just going to get to another thing before that. As far as the vibration is concerned, so we're each vibrating at our own signature frequency.
Correct.
Okay. Does the signature frequency determine what your aura is? And this is a question related to what you want to know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the base color.
One of Melissa's main questions she wanted to ask you was about the aura and kind of.
Sure.
Yeah. And I told her that we'd all have to go stand in the back of the room and turn the lights.
We can do that at break.
Have you
yeah,
show
we'll
your aura?
Here.
Well, actually, she's closing up
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's. Yeah. You're big.
A lot of reflection on that curtain, though.
Yeah.
Well, my shadow gets in the way.
Yeah, but.
Has it got different angles from that?
But you can see, when Carol really starts to get into a topic, you can see her aura expand.
I radiate.
She gets big.
She
does.
She glows.
But how do you see it? Like how
do you see it, aura?
Yeah.
All right, look at me and let your eyes relax. Like you're looking past me and you'll see a light surrounding my head that is lighter than the actual background.
Like a white
but
shadow.
But you don't focus on her.
Right.
You focus past her.
Yeah.
Like you're focusing in on your car out in the yard.
Yeah. I think
that's what you mean. Can you kind of see it? It should trail.
Can you make your eyes go blurry? Because that helps me.
Yeah, it does make
your eyes go blurry.
And it helps if it's not so bright. For me, if it's not so bright in the room, it seems like
yeah, it does.
Illuminates more or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Usually, like I said, if you get against a white background, a solid white background, it's pretty easy to see an aura. Because
any solid background.
Yeah.
And I saw your guide that one time.
Yeah, you should. They usually show
usually
up, all three.
Yeah.
Usually. There's like one
the
tall
one
and two.
And two shorter ones. And you'll see him whispering in her ear, too. I see him a lot bending over into your interior.
When they're not yelling.
Maybe he was yelling. I'm not sure.
So all your guides are all males?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that normal?
No.
So we get...
Just hers?
Most people have both male and female guides. It's kind of for balance. Now, there are some males that have nothing but female guides. And there are some females that have nothing but male guides. And there are some females that have female guides. And, it's all accordingly.
Well, who's ever assigned to you?
Yeah.
So even though your guides have never been human, they do have a sex?
Yes.
Hmm.
So do angels.
Really?
Yeah.
What is
the archangels are male, though.
No. Not necessarily.
Oh, they all got male names. All the archangels
do. Not all of them.
Oh, Uriel. Okay, I forgot about that. Okay.
And that's questionable. We don't know for sure.
I could say something. Really, like
careful.
Is that Uriel yet?
God's spirit community promotes the equality of the sexes?
I you're right, Savannah.
Yes, there is absolute
equality.
Mm-hmm. What would the purpose of angels having sexuality be?
I don't know that they have sexuality.
Yeah, or have a gender, I guess I should say.
Gender identification.
Well, not only do they have a gender, but they have racial differences to, as really? Well. Yes. Wow.
But not black and white.
Yes. Black and white? Chinese.
Maybe to identify with us?
I don't know.
Have you a friend?
I have a guardian angel who has always appeared as black. Black male.
But that's not the same as your guide. That's your guardian.
That is my guardian.
That's a different.
Maybe.
I take that back about the guides. I don't know that that's. Wait, hang on a minute. All right, no. They all have the white hair, white beards, golden girdles, and the white robes, or whitish robes. They're not really white. So no, they don't have racial. The guardian angels and angels, they do.
But not the guides.
No.
Not your spirit guides.
No.
But they do still have gender?
Yes.
Do they ever wear headgear? Because it seemed like when I, hats or some type of, because when I saw your spirit guide, I don't know, just kind of looked like he could have been maybe not wearing a crown, but had some type of.
Not to my knowledge.
Just maybe it's just maybe his that's glow, his energy.
Or I don't know. No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. ET has phone home.
What?
ET has phone home.
Well, it could be also your crown chakra too, couldn't it? Because I was seeing something right above your head.
That'd be your eighth chakra.
There.
Eighth could be.
Yeah. Or the eighth chakra, yeah.
I've never seen headgear.
Okay, so, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe just big hair or something. But
they have big hair.
Okay, maybe just big hair.
Look how big.
White.
Okay, now speaking of all of this light and aura and energy, we've got a question from Pamela. She asks, have other people told you that they see white light coming from your palms when you're doing the lifting on them?
No.
Okay, that was the question.
That's interesting.
Would there be any particular reason for that? Would that maybe like an energy exchange?
It wouldn't make any sense for a lifting, because with the lifting, you're simply asking the appropriate band of mercy, archangel or angels, and legions. So there's nothing that I'm sending outside of a prayer, a plea.
And now on that topic, somebody emailed in asking about whether or not, it's on the same email, no it's not. Asking about whether, or like, if you have, like, how to get permission for somebody to pray for them if you want to do the lifting, do you have to say anything in particular? And I looked up the word prayer in the dictionary, and to pray is to speak to God mm-hmm. with a specific purpose. That's like kind of added. But that prayer, by asking someone, can I pray for them, that's that you have permission to say the lifting, to do healing
anything.
Formulas.
Anything.
And if that's, and the same permission rules apply. If they're under 13 and in your care, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, you have the authority. If they're under 13 and your child, you have the authority. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you need their direct permission to pray for them.
Yes, or put them in your prayers.
Yes, or put them in your prayers.
One or the other.
And you don't have to give any details about, well,
no.
I'm going to say the lifting over you. And then,
no, you do not.
Just say, may I add you to my prayers?
Yeah, can I put you in my prayer? Can I add you to my prayer? Can I pray for you? I think it's better to say, can I put you in my prayers?
Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. I do.
Because it's the other way, it sounds like you're uppity and you're going to pray for them
right.
and help them. And
yeah. So that, but the word pray doesn't mean anything more than just to speak to God.
Yes.
If you mess up while you're doing the lifting, do you need to start completely over?
Yes.
All parts? To the
no.
beginning, just the section.
Just the section.
Because the demonic one I have to do 2 to 3 times every night.
Yeah.
Sometimes I skip it and I'll go into, like, I'll just start saying it and I automatically go into the appropriate realms and counter realms. So I finish that
That's
out.
That's normal.
Okay. Don't you need to just stop and say the whole thing?
You need to stop. and put that in there, because they do it to me too. I'll be with a client. I'm getting ready to do a lifting on that client, and I'll go from the Band of Mercy
to Appropriate Realms and Counter Realms.
Uh-huh. And I go, no. We're going to do this correctly. And I go back and I do it then. Because I know the dark side wanted me to skip that.
And it has to be in that order.
Yes.
See, that's, they do it to me almost every night.
I have found that in doing the lifting that words I will almost skip or words I will not say clearly. And then I'll think, that's a very important word in that sentence.
Yes.
Why, there was a reason that I was slurring that for some reason. I'll go back and reread it and be sure and say it all with clarity.
Yeah.
And it usually is an integral word that if it was demonic or something, that's the word that they would not want included.
Yes, all demonic entities, they want that out, right?
Yeah. Although it still would have worked.
Okay.
But it brought your attention.
To me, it didn't feel right,
yeah,
though.
You that's
know,
a good
and I would
thing.
Go back and I would say it again.
Yeah.
But it always seems to be an important word in the sentence. If it was just a random thing that I was doing vocally, it would be a non-important word, if you want to put it that way. I mean, they're all important, but
they're all important.
It's generally usually a verb that I skip. It's an action that I'm asking for that I slur or I don't say properly.
Yeah, then you need to pay attention.
Yeah.
And go ahead and redo it.
Yeah.
But it's for you noticing that they're messing with you.
Right, yeah.
Which is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Last few days, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I've had, you know, in the past, all the things we've all had where I get tightness in my chest when I'm doing the demonic one, or I mess up my words and I start over. But the past few days, I've been getting nauseous extremely. During that part, until I get almost to the end, every word, it gets worse. And I'm saying it all, but it's all really difficult to say each word.
Okay, they're fighting you.
I know, and I didn't know if I still get the words out, even though they're not coming out very well.
It works.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to know.
But you need to get stronger and louder.
Okay.
I've had to yell it before.
Yeah, so you really have to take authority.
Okay.
Because they're seeing if they can push you down.
Okay.
So, did you talk about the daily lifting, or there's another lifting? You talk about the regular daily lifting. Because when I stand up, I can't even get my breath sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Then I just raise my voice, like you said, and I just keep enthusing it.
That's when you're going to have
power through.
You got to power through.
You put your sassy pants on.
Because they're trying.
I get to the second paragraph, I'm like.
Boy, you got to try doing a demonic house.
No, thank you.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Would you take a scorpion in there, Sam? Did that scorpion help?
Yeah, it did. It really did. But I'd do a demonic house, and I'd have to get just loud and firm and just bring on the authority. Otherwise, I just couldn't breathe. It's horrible.
I only saw you get like that one time, and that's when you were doing it on my friend, the lifting that her daughter.
Oh.
You worried me that day.
It can be tough.
What is the scorpion? Is that a symbol or something?
It's one of the seals.
You got one? Oh, yeah, you got it.
I knew what it was. Because my cousin was having dreams about a scorpion, and she kept saying, I know this means
something.
You looked it up in the animal book.
Well,
you draw that yourself?
No, not.
Oh, you photocopy?
It's a scorpion.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
She went home after animal, she was seeing a symbol. She wasn't dreaming about the animal.
That's it.
She was dreaming about the symbol. Okay.
What is some extras? Carol, do we have any extras of those?
Hey, Carol, can you give Melissa a daily lifting too, please?
Okay, I'll give you one.
Okay.
And
if
you can make any copies of it.
I will, and I'll get it to you.
My copying machine is out right now.
Oh, I can make copies, too.
I can also scan and email it as
a PDF.
That's what
I was going to say. I was going to scan it.
Yeah, do that for me.
King Solomon.
Too.
Wrote a book.
I got a quick one. Have you heard?
Wait a minute. We all have to be quiet, or otherwise this goes over worldwide.
It goes to infinity and beyond.
Yes, it does. So we can't just...
This is totally off what we were just discussing, but it's my last question I have. I just read an article about low-fat milk. I know.
What kind of milk?
Low-fat.
1%?
low 2%. And it was saying that if you do not, that there are not the same health benefits. If you do not use whole milk.
Mm-hmm. Because the fat helps you absorb vitamin A and vitamin B.
So they're basically saying that you're wasting your time drinking 2% milk or skim milk. And that's what they're saying all the time. Drink skim milk because you get the same benefits out of it.
So what is your question?
My question is that correct that you are losing the health benefits when it's not whole?
To my knowledge, yes, and I only drink whole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink cow's milk and I do
this one.
I like
that
too.
You don't want to take it
from that's all my question.
Anything taken from its natural form,
okay.
Scientifically all the days is generally not going to be as good for you long term as if you're taking it in the natural way.
Yeah.
Of course, but then you could say humans really aren't necessarily supposed to be drinking milk anyway. It's milk.
Apparently, we are.
We've been
doing it forever.
From an evolutionary standpoint, milk, I guess, is mainly for calves,
for infants. You know, when you're mammals.
Cow's milk, I'm talking, not mother's milk.
And then there's the magical almond boob that has evolved to produce almond milk.
Y'all.
we'll get on a tangent. You're so fun, that's so wrong.
All my questions are done.
Are there any metaphysical conferences that you recommend?
No.
Are you going to do yours again in... like you did last year? Remember you did, you spoke last year at that one conference?
In MacArthur Park?
MacArthur? Yeah, yes. There's a paranormal.
Are you going to do that again?
Yeah, I am speaking of paranormal.
Was that in August or something?
September.
Hang on. I used to go to metaphysical conferences. Because I thought that if I went to the metaphysical conference, I could get information. So I went to the metaphysical conferences. I made a point of sitting in the back row because if it was a bunch of garbage, I could leave and not be noticeable, okay, or noticed. So I went to my first metaphysical conference, and there was a woman who channeled dolphins.
Did she screech?
Oh, I have no idea. You have no idea. And there was about three or four that were actually valuable. Marcel Vogel was a speaker at one. He was fabulous. There were some scientists that were there that were fabulous. I learned Bruce Lipton was there, which I thought was wonderful. The Chandler of the Dolphins was not.
That's a judgment on your part, though.
No, it was not.
You don't know. She could have been channeling dolphins.
She would know. Stop.
You can tell truth. Truth echoes.
She would know. Stop.
But
please continue.
Hold on. Despite the comment being kind of sassy.
Sassy. It's true.
Truth radiates in your solar plexus, and you can feel when people are speaking truth, and you can feel when people are full of you know what, and it's not hard to
pick. Of non-truth.
Full of dolphin.
Wonderful way to
non-truth. You have to understand something. I do not carry opinions. I just don't. People ask me, what is my opinion about politics or whatever the case may be. I don't do opinions. Everything that I do comes from my psychic abilities. That's it. If I don't get anything psychically, I don't have any opinions on it. I may or may not like your dress.
Sorry, I came as I was.
But when I feel truth, I know it's true. When I feel lies are manufactured truth, I know what it is. And that's how I've gotten through this lifetime.
And you can, especially when people are trying to put out, like, psychic or spiritual information, you can tell when it's bogus.
You can.
And it's blaring.
And there have been some really disinformation put out there on purpose, particularly dealing with the aura. Because if you really know how to see the aura, you really can read the character of the individual. They cannot hide. Because those colors in their aura tell us that's the truth. Is their character away.
If somebody's aura is murky,
you look out.
They can't counterfeit it.
There's
no They can't.
On the website, there's a chart that has colors, mm-hmm. and it's what the colors mean and how mm-hmm. they correspond to the aura. So, like, if you see, like, a flash of color in the aura, you can go, okay, well, there's...
Cool. Well, going back to the conferences, there were a few pretty good conferences in the very, very beginning. These were like the first conferences. There weren't a lot of conferences going on nationwide. So they were kind of interesting, but they started going down. And they started going down with authors of New Age books. And woo-woo? Yeah, the woo-woo stuff. And I got to where when I go to the conference, I always stuck to the back row because I almost invariably left until I just quit going. There was no information to gain. So the conference that's coming up, which is, do we have the date on that? What is it?
26th, I think, of September.
Saturday.
It's the 24th. At 2:30.
Yeah,
20. She speaks.
Is that what time I'm speaking to?
Yep.
Or time it starts?
No, it starts
time
early.
You speak.
Ah, okay.
I don't know about anybody else, but.
That conference is.
Well, there's some different people there, too. I mean, you were fantastic, but there were some other people that.
There are different topics that are addressed.
Yes.
And I thought someone was kind of.
Different ways.
Very eclectic.
Very eclectic. Yes. Yeah, and you just have to feel for it. Unfortunately, when you get into paranormal, supernatural, all this, it just draws everything in the whole wide world.
Just like the TV shows.
Just like the TV shows.
I feel like at that conference, the UFO thing was kind of pretty good. Did you hear any of that? I
used to go to the UFO conferences.
Okay.
Until I found out that they were a little dangerous to go to.
Because the aliens are there?
Because
why?
The aliens are there.
Oh.
But they're attached to people's aura, right? Or they're masquerading?
They don't have to attach to
the aura. Here come men in black.
They're kind of solid. No, when you go to those, you stand the risk of opening yourself up to abduction. So if you want to go, that's fine, but you run that risk. And there are both positive and negative and everything in between, just like people.
What if you want to take a ride on a spaceship?
You be my guest.
You may get more than what you asked for.
You'll come back with like a few probes and maybe pregnant. You might come back pregnant.
You might.
Well, Bruce. The benign aura and the lifting, though, that helps. Correct?
Yes.
Well,
the benign aura, should I, helps a whole bunch.
Also, somebody told me if aliens coming toward you, you start saying the Lord's Prayer, they will. Is that, have you ever heard that before?
No.
You don't think that will work?
No. Sorry. They don't know Christ. You can try it, though. Let me know how it works out for you.
Well, the Shaddai works, though. Right.
Shaddai works. Shaddai, that's a holy that's.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's big difference.
The Benai is the one protects us from
Benaior.
Benaior. Yeah.
Could you call upon them if you were.
Would you know?
Yeah, that's for their protection. Sure. Right. You could put their protection in place. Yeah. How
do we
get to
aliens? That was all you.
Well,
Cash did it.
Just the UFO conference, because they were just before or just after you. And they were basically just showing the reports that had been filed in Arkansas and just kind of going over the things. And I've seen a UFO. So it just, I was like.
They're very, very interesting. The one at Eureka Springs, I went to, that was the first one I ever went to. And I found it quite fascinating. I love the crop circles, the information. It was kind of neat. But I found out that you could get an infestation by going to those. It's like you open up an invitation to them.
Because you act like you're interested in them, so they think that you're saying, okay, yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Well, that's what happened to me.
And that enters a topic that Carol doesn't like talking about.
Well,
that
is I was going to say, what about with what Cash was saying? It was right before or right after you, just one speaker. But not going to the conference, but just listening to the speaker.
I didn't go there for that at all.
They were just on
just before you, or right after you, I can't remember. Before.
You're talking at
MacArthur Park.
At MacArthur.
Yeah. That was different.
Yeah, they were just reporting that Mufon.
I like Mufon.
Okay.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
And I like what they do, and I like their investigations.
Yeah.
Some of your paranormal peoples that were speaking were a little different.
Ready. Okie dokie. Now we've got a question, and I'm gonna word it kind of differently because I think I know how you're gonna answer it. You don't specifically tap into dead people for fun to figure out if they've gone into the lie or not, correct?
Correct.
Be it a
Ever.
Person of power
no,
or whoever.
I don't do that at all, period.
Thank you. Okie doke.
I don't tap into anything for fun. Well, maybe on trips. I tap into history for fun. That's about it.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
So,
yeah.
So, for example, if somebody asked if Hitler has gone into the light or not,
that he hasn't. Don't worry.
He has not gone into the light.
No, don't worry.
I wish he had.
Well, then never mind.
He needs to.
Yeah, he needs to.
So, if anybody knows anybody who's related to Adolf,
That's Hitler reincarnated.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but he reincarnated from the.
From,
not
the darkness,
from the
yes.
darkness.
From the
darkness. Sure, he did. He couldn't go to the line.
I hope he jumped into a gay Jewish body.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. That came out with breakfast.
Into a what body?
Because he hated Jews.
And gay people.
And gays. So.
And gypsies.
You said gay Jews.
Gay Jews, yeah.
A gay Jew gypsy.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Karma. In her lute. Okay. Somebody's asked for you to tell your story about meeting your mentor, Dr. Jurgens.
Dr. Jordan.
Jordan, excuse me. Battle lotion.
Really?
So, if you could tell that, regale us with that tale.
Okay.
Regale us.
I found myself walking into walls trying to walk through the door. And I started losing my ability to remember who I was and where I was. And so they took me to the hospital. And there was a doctor there who I had gone to previously. He really didn't know what he was doing. And he said that I had hysteria.
When and where was this?
Oh, God. It was forever ago. It's 1970.
Here or in California?
Here. And Dr. Jordan, for some reason, came in to see me. He was a neurologist. He was the head of neurology, William Keane Jordan. And he looked at me and he tested me and he said, I think you have encephalitis. Equine encephalitis. There were seven of us in the whole state of Arkansas that came down with equine encephalitis. And he said, we could run the test on you, but you have a 50-50 chance of living through it. I said, nah, I don't think I want to do the test. Well, I started getting worse. I got to where I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't remember my name. I didn't know what was up and what was down. It was very weird. It was very weird. And they kept me in the hospital for in and around 14 days. Well, I started to slowly come out of it. And I remember with Dr. Jordan, he was in there. He liked me. And I was watching Louis Armstrong on TV. And I said to Dr. Jordan, Dr. Jordan, you see Louis Armstrong? He's going to be dead in a week. Isn't that a shame? And he said, Carol, do you know what you just said? I said, yeah, I said it again. He said, okay, and he wrote it down. And I said, well, your mom said to tell you hi and that she called you Willie Boy. She wanted me to tell you thank you for the calla lilies that you put on her grave. Freaked him out.
Don't know why.
just kind of freaked him out. By the way, Louis Armstrong died in a week. He decided that I had some gifts, and he decided to mentor me. And so he had a big old mansion in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and I would go down there, and we would just talk, and he would test me, test my psychic abilities. He tested me dietarily to see which upped my psychic abilities and which lowered my psychic abilities. And I found out that steak made my psychic abilities soar, and pork brought it down.
So beef up.
Yeah,
so it's not a protein, it's what kind of protein?
Well, it turned out that it was, what is
serotonin?
The serotonin in the steak, and it had to be medium rare to rare. The serotonin upped my psychic abilities. And I found out that my psychic abilities were based on electromagnetic energies. And that's why I would erase tapes and make tapes go backwards and all sorts of weird things.
Weird things.
Yeah. And I could, with him, because he absolutely believed in me, he had a light that went out. It was one of these, you know how you have got those little blinking lights for like a security system? Mm-hmm. His light went out. And I said, be on. And all of a sudden it was on. Weird stuff.
It's weird that you say that. My front porch light went out, and I came home one day, and I was like, that front porch light needs to be on all the time. Never changed the light bulb, but it has never turned off.
It's weird. He got in his Cadillac one time. He had a 59 Cadillac. We're talking the fins.
Oh, yeah. Big car.
Big car. And his seat was, he was a big man. He was a very tall, kind of gangly man. He's probably 6'2", 6'3". And so it was like way back there, and I was going to drive the car. And so I'm sitting there, and I press a little thing, and the seat moves up.
That was power. And I think
it was power.
Wow.
And he said, Carol, power's out. I said, don't say a word. We're not going to talk about this. You can talk about it after we get home and after I get the seat back into place. Which we did. I got the seat back in place. Then he showed me where
it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Oops.
He was a wonderful mentor. He taught me a lot. I learned a lot through him. But the major thing that I got from him was the support. He's a doctor. He is super intelligent. It turned out to be my second cousin. Mm-hmm. We found that out.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I'm a Jordan. That's my maiden name. And he called himself Jordan, but it's actually Jordan. But it's a pronunciation within our family. My part of the family never took it on. But he mentored me for probably 10 years.
Wow.
Until I ran into the demonic through him, because he would take me to places to investigate spirits and hauntings and things of that nature. Well, he took me to this grave in the cemetery.
At night?
No, it was actually during the day. And it was not really a grave, it was a tomb. And this tomb, there had been a funeral right next to it, and there was a flower cross for the funeral that had fallen over and hit the top of the tomb, and the tomb exploded into flames from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
This is on record. This is in Pine Bluff. It's on record. You check it out. So Dr. Jordan wanted to know what was with that, what created that, what was going on with that. And you can see, because the fire department had been called in and they had put the tomb out by breaking down some of the walls and pouring water in.
Wow.
And you can see the flame marks or the charred marks. And so we opened up a whole new adventure dealing with the demonic.
Yay.
Yeah. And once we did that, he got very afraid. And he told me that I was suicidal for continuing on, and that he couldn't do it with me, and that he was going to have to leave me alone, which is really sad.
And in 2015, you had committed suicide, and you're still alive. So
I'm very well, thank you.
We like that.
So is he still alive?
No, he passed.
Of natural causes?
He died of cancer. It was a horrible, horrible situation. There was a young woman that was working with him. She worked for hospice. And she would talk to him, and he talked about the discussions that he and I would have. We'd get on every subject you could possibly imagine and talk for hours and hours. And that, how much he missed that. And I had told him, his house had a lot of spirits attached to him. His mother was one of them, his girlfriend was one of them. There was a woman, Linda, who was during the Civil War. She jumped out the bedroom window and died, and she was there. And I had promised them that when he passed, I would set them free if I could. Well, Linda got a hold of this young woman that had been caring for Dr. Jordan after he passed, and came through her daughter and told her to contact me because I promised to get her into the light.
Wow.
So she came to me.
The Civil War lady.
The Civil War lady.
Wow.
She came to me and she said, she really needs your help. Please help her. I went, okay. And she said, Dr. Jordan needs your help too. He was stuck there as well. So I did go to the house. And sorry, they were all there. Linda was there, Frank, who was a spirit who lived in the back. They were all there, and Dr. Jordan was there. And then I released him. I sent him into the light. And Dr. Jordan spoke through her to me, and he said, I will not see you again on this earth plane, but I will see you. Yes.
Wow.
I loved you a lot.
I understand.
Anyway, there's a whole lot more to the story, but there's not enough time, so.
Thanks for sharing that.
We're right at 9 o'clock. If you want to take a break,
yeah,
I think that'd be a good way to.